today. And joining us over the phone, the retiring voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, that would be Mr. Dave Walsh. Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing well, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Dave, first off, congratulations on just an amazing career and all that you've done for Wyoming's athletics over the years, stuff that we'll never even know about, I'm sure. But I just it's gotta be a mixed bag for you when this announcement comes out, right?
Oh, sure, yes. There are going to be a lot of things I'm going to miss. Some I won't, but it is. Yeah, I have a lot of mixed feelings right now. All I know, guys, is that, and all I came to realize is that it's time. You know, it's time to go, time to step back and, not necessarily do other things. I will be doing some other things, some other production work. You know, keep doing Wonders of Wyoming, things like that. But, this has always been, the plum. This has always been the biggest thing I do, the most important, and kind of everything else has led off of being the voice of the Cowboys and doing those games. So, and as you guys know, doing play-by-play is just something that I think most radio people or most anybody that's been on the air and is involved in sports or loves sports just loves to do, and it's kind of a primo job. Well, kind of. No, it's a primo job. I've said for many, many years, guys, this is the best job in America. I mean, I really believe that. It's a great position, but it's just time. That's, you know, you get to a point in your career, in your life, where it's time to, you know, step away, and it's time to move along and just step back, and that's all it is, just time to do it.
Well, Dave, you stepped back, of course, from calling basketball games previously to this, and Reese kind of took over that last season, and now this year saying, Reese, the whole caboodle is going to be yours. So walk us through your career, though, Dave. Remind us how you got into this career and how you became associated with the University of Wyoming Athletics and what led you to calling games in Laramie.
Oh gosh! Well, you got to go back a long time ago. You know, I used to when I was 8, 9 years old, the little transistor radio on my pillow when I'd go to bed and listen to Dodger games and listen to USC games and listen to San Diego State games, and I knew at that point, or I felt at that point, you know, you never know, but I thought, boy, I'd sure like to do that. You know, if I couldn't play, I'd like to do that one day. And so, you know, after going to school and doing a bunch of radio stuff while I was going to school there at San Diego State, finally decided to go off and see if we could get this done, and took my first radio job in Brawley, California, a small little town about 2 hours east, out in the low desert of California, about 2 hours east of San Diego, and you know, did high school football, broadcast high school, first games I ever did, I broadcasted into a recorder, to a cassette recorder, and they'd replay the game on Saturday, you know, doing that lasted for a little while, and then got to do some Brawley High School Wildcat games, and those were that was the first one. Anyway, one thing leads to another, went to Utah for a few years, and then in 1982, guys, I went to Casper, Wyoming to do the Wyoming Wildcatters. They were a CBA basketball team. I thought at that time maybe I wanted to be an NBA announcer. I wanted to do just basketball, you know. This was after 3 years at Weber State in Utah doing football and basketball. And then in 1984, the Wyoming job came open because Kurt Gowdy got the rights. And I went after it, and he liked what he heard, and he hired me. And that was 1984. That first year did color football. Mike Nolan was a Denver TV guy, and he did play-by-play in 84 for Cowboy football. I started doing play-by-play for Cowboy football and basketball in 85. But in 1984, that same year, I started doing Cowboy basketball as well. So, gosh, that's kind of how it led up to it. And I knew at the moment, at the time, that when I started doing Cowboy games, that this was really good. This was exactly what I wanted to do, and it just worked out, and kind of went year by year. And they said, "Well, let's do it again." And I said, "Yeah, let's do it." You know, 38 years later, here we are.
You know, Dave, it isn't just that you do the games in obviously Laramie, but I mean, the travel involved with getting to all the games, both for football and for basketball. I mean, you have been to a lot of stadiums in your day. Do you have any that stand out to you?
Oh, wow. Well, there's a bunch of football stadiums. Of course, we played at Auburn some years ago, and that was an amazing experience. The experience of doing a game or playing at Texas A&M, where all the cadets, you know, lock arms and rock, and the stadium itself, you can feel it moving under. You know, I'm up in the press box way up high, and you can feel it moving, you know, that sort of thing. Tennessee, I know I'm kind of hanging around down south there, but there's so many big stadiums. But I, you know, this league, Western Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference, we went to some great stadiums. That stadium at BYU, as much as I dislike going there, doing games there, was an amazing place. But, yeah, there have been a lot of great venues. You know, I think we're, my grandson was telling me that he counted up, and I guess I've done over 1,500 Wyoming football and basketball games over the years. And half of those are away games now, guys. So, yeah, a lot of travel, a lot of, you know, doing games in other places. But that's part of the gig, and it's great. It's a part of it that makes it great. And, but yeah, been to a lot of places, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and of course, no place like home, right? I mean, you talk about the games at War Memorial and the Double A, and you know, I got to laugh a little, Dave, because I mean, almost 40 years calling UW games at War Memorial Stadium, and it's going to be Reese Monaco who gets the new press box. I mean, they're going to do some remodeling for him, and so has there been any maybe jokes made about that you leave and now they remodel?
No, I told Reese, I said, now, Reese, you know, I'd say 38 years. I think for 38 years I've heard, you know, well, there's a new press box coming. we're gonna get there. It's coming. I think I've heard that 38 times. I'm serious. But, if it's gonna happen, great. Now, at the same time, you know, new press box, I'm one of those that said, why? This press box is great. I mean, it's perfect. I know it's small and need more room and things like that. But as far as where I have stood to do radio games, to do games on radio, my two spots that I've used over 38 years there in War Memorial Stadium is perfect. I mean, it's the great thing about War Memorial Stadium is small and cozy to where, I mean, we're so close to the field, guys. You know, that's the one thing I notice when I go somewhere else to do a game. Rarely are we as close to the field as we are in War Memorial Stadium in our broadcast position. So great view for, I don't know, probably 20 years, 15 years, where the opposing, the visiting radio, we were in that booth. That was on the 40-yard line toward the, I guess that would be the southern end of the field. And then we moved to where we are now, and same type press, you know, same type situation, same box, really. We're just at the 40-yard line. So, great view. It's the best anywhere. I love War Memorial Stadium, and I love the AA. Those are two venues that, wow, you know, such a privilege and honor to step in those places and call Cowboy games, really. But best place, you know, you asked me about, we go to all these stadiums all over the country, the best is right there at War Memorial Stadium. Of course, you know, I'm biased in that regard, but I really have had the pleasure to do half the football games I've done over the years right there in that place, and it is outstanding. In my opinion, no need for a new press box. I mean, I think as far as I'm concerned for what we do, it's sensational. But, yeah, That's coming, I guess, huh? I did hear that, and this is usually the time of year when we hear that, yeah.
I've actually heard legislators say it, so I think that carries a little more weight to it. But
Now,
Dave, you talk about doing some other production work post-retirement, but, I mean, you're still going to be around, right? I mean, we're still going to see you at games and things like that. You're just going to be, I don't know, got your fan hat on instead of your work hat on.
No, that's right. And I'm a Wyoming guy. This is where I want to live and pass. You know, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here in Laramie. And like I said, I'll continue to do the Cowboy Capsule. You know, we do a little piece in the pregame. I'll continue to do that and Wonders of Wyoming and a couple other things. So, I'm not going anywhere. That's for sure. I love it here. This is where I want to be. Most of my family is here, and so, I'm staying put, that's for sure.
Well, Dave, your voice has become so iconic, and when people think of Wyoming athletics, they think of your voice and they think of Dave Wallace. And you mentioned growing up listening to Dodgers games and how that kind of got you down the path of what turned into your career. So what advice would you have for young Wyoming fans that have grown up listening to your voice that think, man, I want to be like Dave Walsh. I want to do play-by-play for somebody somewhere someday. What's your advice?
Well, stick with it. I've always gone by the old Nike thing, you know, just do it. I mean, if you think that you would like to do this, then you've just got to get that mindset. I'm going to do it. I've got to try it. And that means a lot of times you got to start, but you guys know the thing you've got to do if you're going to get started is you got to get on the air. I know that sounds simple, but you've got to just be persistent, get yourself on the air doing anything, you know, to start with, and then just develop and I know it sounds trite, but you've just got to get that first gig, I suppose, and get on the air and hone your craft and just get experience in doing games, and that's it. I think, and usually generally, I mean, for all the guys I know in the business, and you start at a small station, you know, you start in a small market and like I say, get on the air and get the feel for that and hone your craft. Pretty simple. I don't know, but that's kind of what I always did. I just, you know, did my best to get on, and then it just kind of worked into other things, you know, as you went along.
Dave,
I'm sure you get people, you guys get people asking you, how do I, you know, I want to do what you do.
Well, I don't tell them because I still need the job.
Yeah.
I go, what? I didn't hear you. You'll have to speak up. Dave, I guess I wanted to ask your opinion of this upcoming season, if you don't mind. What are some of your thoughts on the Cowboys this fall? They get going here at Illinois. Maybe that's a venue maybe one of the few you haven't been to. But what are some of your thoughts on this upcoming squad?
Well, I think one thing you can always count on, and I'm just making this statement. I'm not even looking at the roster or who's going to be there. But I think you can pretty much count on the Cowboys being pretty good defensively. You know, under Craig Bohl, I think the Cowboys have really established that fact, and they've also established over the years and been pretty good at running the football. And I think that's, you know, so you're going to, the Cowboys, I think, are going to go into this season believing that's the way things have to go. And that's what the goal is, to play good defense, run the football. And so I think they're in good shape, you know, to do that. I do think they have some people coming back on the defensive side that are pretty darn good. Now, they did lose a lot of defensive players up front, so we'll have to watch the development of that defensive line. But I think that'll come along. And then, you know, just like every year, I think the question, it seems lately anyway, for Cowboy football, not the question, but you have to wait and see how the quarterback position turns out and how that comes down. It looks like Peasley is the leading candidate to start. interestingly, so interesting, I think, that, you know, Utah State and Wyoming kind of swapped quarterbacks, huh? Kind of swapped starting quarterbacks, and that'll be kind of interesting to see. I do think it's a tough Cowboys schedule. You know, that game at Illinois is not going to be easy, and then you've got to go to BYU, and I mentioned in the column, I've been writing a column for the Cowboy State Daily lately, and column I wrote today, you know, one of the reasons I kind of tongue-in-cheek, I can't come back. I've got to stop doing games because I noticed on this year's schedule there's that game at BYU. I can't go back there. The last game I did in Pro Bowl, it was the most unprofessional broadcast I'd ever done. I got off at the end of the game.
I think I was there as a fan, so I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's been 12 years ago. You know, it was 2010 when the Cowboys played there. And, of course, BYU had made the announcement they're leaving the Mountain West Conference. You know, they're just too big for this conference. And I all of a sudden, I said on the air, I just think BYU's a little too big for their own britches. But, you know, so here we go into that game. And knowing this is the last time, and late in the game, David Leonard's running free, and they put the ball right on him, and he gets the safety comes across and just plows into him right before the ball got there. Definitive case of pass interference, no flag. So that's when I got off. And one of my quotes, and I wrote it in the column today, I said on the air, I said, well, you know what? Good riddance, BYU. I'm glad I don't have to ever come back here and do a game.
Tired
of being cheated, you know, every time. Oh, I just was so unprofessional. But no profanity, never did that. But, you know, I did. I got off. So here, you know, I look at, oh, what was it, a year ago or last year, I see on the schedule at BYU. Oh, boy.
So that was certainly
that
part of the equation,
my decision, guys.
Yeah, couldn't go back.
You're like, here you go, Reese.
Can't go back. Yeah.
There's that game on September 24th. There you go.
Yeah,
man.
Well, but you know, tough schedule for the Cowboys. You know, they lost some key people. We did it was the quarterback position. How's that going to play out? We'll wait and see. You know, when you ask me how are the Cowboys going to be in conference, that kind of brings me, that depends on maybe how the other teams are going to be in this league, and I don't know much about that. I'm sure Boise State will be strong and the usual characters, you know. But I don't know. I always like the chances of the Cowboys. I like going into the season. They will this year again. They'll go in as an underdog most of the time and not expected to do – you know, not expected to win the league, certainly, but I do think they'll be picked. I've seen some preseason choice, you know, third or fourth in the league, I guess, picked there. So that's not bad. Take that. Yeah.
Well, Dave, we, as always, appreciate your time and certainly wish you the best for whatever is next and everything else you'll be involved in. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys. Always enjoy being on your show. You do a great job, it's just a privilege to be on. So thanks so much.
Dave Walsh and retiring as voice of the Wyoming Cowboys. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.
If you're looking for a new bank, we're looking forward to serving you. Hi.